Agency for Disability. Some of you may well have heard of it. It's called Fulfilling Potential, and that's interesting because that word potential came up many times in what Emily was saying as well. The strategy is about, at its heart, it's about ensuring that people of all ages and backgrounds, because they're people of all ages and backgrounds, are able to fulfil their potential and play a full role in society. So that is the vision. And it's part of the way the government is going to deliver its commitments under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Disabled People. So there's a big strand as well in the strategy, which is that the government believes that disabled people, as well as the people and the organisations that support them, should be partners in developing and delivering that strategy. So it isn't about government sitting there in Whitehall, you know, people like me in buildings that you can't get into because you need passes and things, making it all up. So we have at the moment a Minister for Disabled People, Mike Penning. Some of you might have met him. I think some of you are going to meet him next week. And he's absolutely passionate about this agenda. And one of the big things that he's put in place is he set up an interministerial group, as it's called, and he gets all his ministers together, 14 from 14 different departments, and he's challenging each of them to do more in terms of their policies to make sure that those policies actually work for disabled people. And as part of that, he's also set up a forum of 40 organisations that come together once a quarter and tell him what's going wrong and actually give advice to the government as well on how to make this strategy work. So it's very much done, you know, with disabled people as well. Now, including in all of that, it's not just about adults, it is about children. And so the aim is that the children and young people as well should achieve their full potential through education, whether that's in the early years, through secondary school, if they want to go to college or university, and to find employment and lead, you know, happy and fulfilled lives. And important to that is about having choice and control as well over the support. So, you know, you will know, I'm sure many of you in the room will know, that as a result of the recent Children Young People Act, the reforms that are coming in are very much geared towards that same approach, which is about making sure that services are delivered locally, that people who want to use those services contribute to, you know, saying what's needed for them. And very much so, the government's put in there, the list of the sort of support services that local authorities should be looking at. Rehabilitation services is in there. And that's really at the heart of what the strategy is about, which I started with, because it is about ensuring that people can play a full part. And as Emily so eloquently put it, if you can't get out of your house, if you can't get on a bus, whether that's because you haven't learned how to yet, or there's just physical barriers in the way, or whatever the sort of barriers are, the barriers are not the people, the barriers are the barriers that society puts around it. So, you know, government is really committed to this, and our minister is committed to it as well. And you will see over the weeks and months, well, the weeks ahead certainly, is that you will see him talking more and more about the need for us as a society to change attitudes and to think about how we make our society more accessible for people with disabilities. And that's not just about streets and buildings having doors big enough for wheelchairs and lifts and things, although of course that is important. But accessibility is much more than that. It's so that people can actually lead a full life. So if you go out to work, you know, you ought to be able to go to the pub with your mates after work if somebody's leaving, irrespective of what your particular impairment might be. And it's actually the responsibility of everybody else to make those changes. So you will see him popping up over the next weeks and months in all sorts of different places, challenging people, not challenging disabled people, but challenging the rest of us to say, what is it that we do where we live and where we work that can make our communities more accessible? One of the things he did recently was challenging football stadium. He's a big sports fan as well. So he's written to all the chief executives of the FA and the Premier League clubs and said, come on, make it better, it's not good enough, and they're having to step up to the mark. So it's that sort of thing. And I think, you know, that's an indication for me that the government's strategy is not just about, you know, the big sort of stuff that central government can do, but it is about seeing and challenging everybody else to make Britain more accessible. Thank you very much.
So that kind of ends our formal presentation. So I'd really like to thank Emily and Pat for spending the time with us this evening. And thank you all for your attention. I guess we're really lucky that the World Cup scheduling has enabled you to still get time left for kick-off. There is some time that we've got for networking if you'd like to.